veggies lower breast cancer risk. In two large observational studies analyzed by Harvard University health scientists, eating 5.5 or more servings of fruits and vegetables each day was associated with an 11% reduced likelihood of getting breast cancer, compared with 2.5 servings or fewer. The effect was even more pronounced for aggressive forms of breast cancer, such as ER-negative and HER2-enriched tumors. Cruciferous vegetables, such as broccoli, cauliflower, and kale, and orange and yellow ones, carrots, sweet potatoes, appeared to pack the greatest preventative punch. A new test for early Alzheimer's. Having trouble figuring out which way to go can be an early sign of Alzheimer's. That's because one of the first regions of the brain to be damaged by the disease is the entorhinal cortex, which is key to our sense of where we are. Researchers used that information to craft an innovative test. They asked 45 patients with mild cognitive impairment, which can be a precursor to Alzheimer's, but is sometimes a result of anxiety or other conditions, to navigate virtual walking paths as seen on a virtual reality headset. Those who performed the worst also tested positive for biomarkers of Alzheimer's in their cerebrospinal fluid. The virtual reality test could become a valuable non-invasive diagnostic tool because it identified patients with early Alzheimer's more accurately than the cognitive test now in use. Surprise! Lifespan is barely affected by genes. If you think you're golden because both sets of your grandparents lived to a ripe old age, think again. A new study has found that genes account for less than 7% of a person's lifespan, much less than the 20 to 30% of most previous estimates. Researchers analyzed the 54 million public family trees on Ancestry.com, comparing the lifespans of 406 million people born from the 19th century to the mid-20th century. They found that spouses and even in-laws had more similar lifespans than siblings, indicating that lifespan is influenced mostly by lifestyle factors, such as having access to clean water, not smoking, and eating healthfully. Air purifiers help the heart. The air inside virtually every house contains some fine particulate matter, coming from sources such as mold and cooking smoke. These microscopic particles increase the risk of respiratory and cardiovascular problems, especially in older people. In a study of 40 non-smoking adults with an average age of 67, using an air purifier at home not only reduced participants' exposure to the noxious particles by 30 to 50%, depending on the filter, but also lowered their systolic blood pressure by a modest but meaningful average of 3.2 milligrams Hg.